Hey, Reba. My old tent's still out in the shed, right?
Oh, is it mail bonding season already?
Yeah, only Ralph's gonna have to bond alone this year. What with Barbara Jean being so pregnant and everything.
Well, good for you. Acting like a husband, who cares?
It's hard. Hey, did Van hear from USC?
No, and stop pushing that school. We've already eliminated Arkansas, University of Tennessee, and Virginia Tech because none of them offer what the University of Houston does, me nearby.
You know, most kids choose a college based on how far away it is from their parents. If there was a University of Antarctica, it'd have a wait list.
Our kids are not like most kids. Our kids are going to be parents, and they're going to need a support system close by just to survive.
Oh, you just want to keep your grandbaby in town.
If that's a byproduct of them staying close, then so be it.
All right, fine. But if Van asked me, I'm going to have to go with USC.
I'm going to have to go with USC, too. I want to upgrade my room.
Hey, I run this hotel. I say who gets what rooms. Besides, they hadn't even heard from USC.
California, here we come! The USC recruiter's coming over tomorrow. I could be a Trojan. What is a Trojan?
If you knew that, Cheyenne would still be a size 3. Cheyenne. You don't want to move all the way out to California, do you?
No. No, but it's a great opportunity for Van.
Yeah, it's Hollywood. You could be discovered.
You could. You're quite a beauty.
Thank you.
She wants your room.
You know, I really want Coach Hart to be there tomorrow. He'll know what's best for my career. I'm gonna call him.
Oh, you don't have to call him. He's...
Gone fishing. Yep. He's away for the weekend. Unreachable. Too bad.
Well, now I don't know what to do.
Well, you should discuss it with your wife, go over all the options, and look over those Houston brochures again, okay? Go Cougars!
Okay, I found the tent. I'm gonna get Van to help me pack it up.
Oh, no, you can't.
Why not?
He's not here. Hey, Brock, I have to tell you, I really admire what you do in giving up this trip.
Yeah, I guess I am a great guy.
It's nice to see you making such a great sacrifice. You love that lake so much. Yeah. What with the pine trees and the campfires and peeing on all that.
Yeah.
And with the baby coming, gosh, it'll be years before you get a chance to hook up with old Ralph again. But I'm sure he'll find another friend to camp with.
You know, maybe I should go camping.
What would Barbara Jean say?
Oh, she'd be okay. She's not like you. She wants me to be happy.
Okay, but I think you're making a big mistake.
Yeah, well, I disagree. You know, that baby's not due for another 3 weeks, so I am going camping.
Are going to be quite an asset to the University of Southern California football program. And I hope I'm not being too bold, but I printed up a jersey.
Oh. Look, Cheyenne, it's got my number on it. How'd you know I was number 24?
Your number's 24?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, is this kismet or what?
A jersey's fine, but they've got a baby on the way.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Adorable. Cookie?
Well, looky here. Cookie's in the shape of Texas.
My mom's kind of set on us going to the University of Houston.
Which is in Texas.
Well, I don't blame her. It's a fine school.
Mom, I mean, look at the pictures of Los Angeles. The mountains and the Hollywood sign and Rodeo Drive. It's like paradise.
Oh, I have to correct you there, Cheyenne. Los Angeles is paradise.
So how far away are those mudslides and earthquakes?
You're thinking about UCLA.
Let's get serious. What services do you provide for married students?
I'm glad you asked that. We offer these beautiful garden apartments, but there is one drawback. You have to like the sun, because it shines there all year long.
Yeah, but what about daycare?
Our Tiny Trojan program is ranked number one in the Pac-10.
Housing, daycare, sunshine. They've got everything.
Do they have someone to help out in the middle of the night when the baby's crying and the mother's at her wit's end? See? They got nothing.
So what do you say, son? USC is a great school, and we could use a great cornerback.
Hey, I'm a great cornerback.
Good. Okay, let me get some paperwork out here for you to sign.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that rushing it?
I'm really uncomfortable.
That's it, Cheyenne. Go with you good. Well, that settles it. Goodbye.
No. You know what? I think it was just a cramp. I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay, if you could sign right here.
Oh, wait, there it goes again. Oh, my God, Mom, I've been feeling weird all morning. Do you think I could be in labor?
Could be.
Oh, man, could this day get any better?
Man, get out your stopwatch and time these puppies.
Oh, I got one right here with a Trojan on it.
Figures.
Okay, Cheyenne, go.
I don't start when you start. You start when I start. Okay. Oh, God, there it goes again.
Okay. Go!
Oh, my God, do you think this is it?
Good Lord, I think we better get you to the hospital.
Okay.
Van, go upstairs and get Cheyenne's overnight bag and ask Kira to call Dr. Schmidt, tell him we're on our way. Cheyenne, do nothing.
Okay.
Well, I guess this cuts your little visit short.
Van has the paperwork. All I need is his signature.
Have a nice flight. Go, Cougars!
No, we're the Trojans.
Let's go.
Dr. Schmidt has been called.
I got the bag.
I got the stuff he dropped.
I got the baby.
Okay, we got everything. Let's go. Here we go. Jake! Come on.
How's that baby gonna get out of Cheyenne's tummy?
Well, that's something your daddy's been dying to tell you.
Van, that's not helping.
That's because I'm the only one doing it.
Where's Dr. Schmidt?
They said he's coming. Finally!
Hi. My plane doesn't leave for a while, so I thought I'd stop by, see how things are going.
Did you follow us?
Yes, and I'm glad I did. California orange?
I came as soon as I got your message.
Where's Daddy?
Camping. I've tried and tried, but I haven't been able to reach him on his cell phone. He's going to miss his grandchild's birth. This is the worst thing that has ever happened.
Martine. Shut it. Cheyenne needs us to be calm.
Right.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Gus Durier. California almond?
Okay, I've had just about enough of you. Take your nuts and go.
You know, Mrs. Hart, you're a beautiful woman, but you'd look even more stunning in the California sunshine.
I freckle.
No matter what they try and push on you, go natural. That's the way the good Lord intended. Still outside the service area. I'm not worried. None of us should be. What do I do?
Oh, thank God you got here, Dr. Schmidt.
Well, that's my job. Now, if everyone will clear away, except the mommy and daddy, I'll see what's going on.
If Cheyenne is my sister, is her baby my sister too?
Niece. Barbara Jean's baby will be your brother or sister. Well, half brother or sister.
She's not having a whole baby.
Kira, get his mind on something else.
Hey, Jakey, did you know they keep dead people in the basement?
Dang it, Brock! Move near a tower! He promised he would be where I could reach him.
Oh. False alarm.
It's just Braxton Hicks contractions. It's the body's way of practicing for the real thing.
So we can go home?
Yep. No one's having a baby today.
I think my water broke.
Oh, no! You're sitting on my purse!
Barbara Jean's definitely in labor.
But she can't be in labor. Brock's camping.
Well, once the water breaks, the calf's in the chute ready to come out. I'll be back later.
The chute?
I think it's a medical term.
Yeah. Oh, I need Brock. Reba, why on earth would he go camping now?
Who can say why men do what they do?
I can.
He wasn't going to go, and then all of a sudden he changed his mind. Why would he do that, Reba?
Oh, that's water under the bridge. And on my checkbook. The most important thing is you're gonna have a baby.
And Brock's not here.
I'll go get him, Mrs. H's.
No. You're not going anywhere. What if my water breaks?
You're gonna be okay without Brock. He did his part 9 months ago. So what can I do for you to make you feel better?
You could rub my legs.
I'll go get Brock.
Now I'm gonna see how they get that baby out of there.
Reba, what are you doing up here?
BJ's in labor, get moving!
What? What? When? When? Why didn't you call me?
Gee, why didn't we think of that? Of course we called you! Apparently, being out here in the middle of nowhere tends to block the signal.
How long has she been in labor?
Long enough that we should hurry.
I never should have come up here. I should have known she'd go into labor.
Well, how could you know? Nobody could have known. I certainly didn't. Nobody's to blame.
All right. Let's go. All the rest of this stuff is Ralph's.
Okay.
Except for my camera. It's in the tent.
I'll get it.
Remember what we learned in birthing class?
Yes.
Think of a happy place, like Los Angeles.
Van, do you think we should talk about this right now?
Where's that little Jakey with my ice chips?
Cheyenne, this might sound selfish, but football's my ticket.
Yeah.
And USC's the best place for me.
It's a real good school.
Van, but LA's so far away from everyone.
But we'll have each other.
Okay, ready.
I know it's a big move.
Okay, very big.
But you know what? It's the best opportunity I've had.
That's true.
I guess if it's good for your career, then it's good for the three of us. Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna be Trojans!
Okay.
Oh. I need drugs!
Shh. It's ringing. BJ, honey, I got her. How you doing, sweet thing? She's fine.
I'm happy for sweet thing.
BJ, I'm gonna be there in time, I promise. Reba's driving like a maniac. Oh. Brocky loves you too. Oh, yes, he does, my little pudding pie. Reba!
Sorry, skunk.
Brock, I had an epidural. I think that's what Jesus would have wanted.
I think that's what Mary would have wanted.
Oh, look. I'm having a contraction. Who knew?
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Jakey.
Jake's in the room with Barbara Jean.
Where are you, son? He's on the bed with BJ.
Give me that phone. Jake, honey, let Mommy speak to Barbara Jean. Okay.
BJ?
I understand you're feeling no pain. Wonderful. Then kindly get my kid away from your birth canal.
Reba.
This screen will help protect me from your mother.
I can't see anything.
We'll hear it all. Trust me, you'll still be traumatized.
Thanks, Cheyenne. She's making me look all pretty for when you get here.
No one would have guessed you've been in labor for hours, BJ.
All right, let's have a look at where we are.
Okay.
Not you.
I'm practicing.
Is this really a helmet?
Ten centimeters. You're fully dilated.
10 centimeters? You hear that, Cheyenne? We got her to 10.
We are good. What's the word?
It's time to push. Wrong. It's happening. And you're not here. What am I gonna do?
It's okay, BJ. We're here for you, all right? If I get that sweaty, no pictures.
Come on, BJ. Don't give up. It's fourth and goal. One more push. Send it through the uprights, baby.
7, 8.
Good.
Come on, BJ.
Good. A little bit more, BJ.
One big push. Come on, BJ.
Push it.
Come on. No!
It's a boy.
It's a boy. A boy.
It's a boy. We have a boy, Brock.
I have another son.
Congratulations.
Oh, honey, I'm gonna be there as soon as I can. Good girl. Bye.
Sorry I didn't get you there on time.
Oh, it's not your fault. I'm the one that had to go fishing. I promised I'd be there for this baby, and I blew it.
You missed one day. What's more important is that you're gonna be there for all the rest of that little boy's birthdays.
You're unbelievable. Unbelievable. You drive all the way out here to get me. Then you say these beautiful things to make me feel better. You're a wonderful person, Reba.
No, I'm not. Brock, I sent you into the woods. The recruiter from USC was coming to talk to Van, and I didn't want you anywhere near him.
Van got the offer from SC? And you sent me away for your own selfish reasons?
Something like that.
So the real awful person here is you.
For once.
You think I don't want the kids close by? I do. But you gotta look at the bigger picture.
Well, neither of us know what's in Van's future. I mean, he may be a star, or he may not even make the team. God forbid he get hurt and never be able to play again. But one thing's definite. Cheyenne and Van are gonna be parents. I'm afraid out there without us, they may not make it.
Reba, we can't protect them forever. We've got to let them make their own decisions.
But I'm so much better at it than they are. It's not fair. They come into the world helpless and needing us to do everything for them. And then one day we just throw them out into the cold, cruel world.
It's L.A. It's warm.
Come on. You got a brand new son waiting on you.
Yes, I do. Good God. We've got to get to that hospital before BJ names the kid Jesus.
Welcome to the world, Henry Charles Jesus Hart.
His head is almost as big as mine.
Ow.
Practice that word.
I just want to thank you all for supporting me in my 7 hours of need. Especially Reba, who battled Mother Nature to bring my man here to me.
Well, I did get chiggers.
Oh, and a special shout out to Juanita the nurse. Hey, te amo, honey.
Well, I have a little announcement to make of my own. Van, Cheyenne, where you go to college is your decision. Your father and I will support you wherever that is.
I think we decided to go to Los Angeles.
Yes!
Cheyenne, you know, when that baby came out of the chute, it got me thinking. I don't want our daughter to play with movie star kids. I want her to play with her little Uncle Jesus.
What about your career?
I'll have a career no matter where I go. But I only have family in Houston. And my one-eyed cousin in Utah.
They're gonna stay in Houston!
Yay! I'll be at every game, son.
Thanks, coach.
Oh, man. It's been a long day. Let's go celebrate.
All right. I'm sorry.
Rob.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't know what.